No, just do a clap.
Okay.
Cool.
He smiled when he did that.
I successfully clapped.
Nice. Good job. Have you ever unsuccessfully clapped?
No, I'm really good at clapping, actually.
You've never not unsuccessfully clapped?
No, I've never unsuccessfully clapped. I'm really good at clapping. I've been complimented on my clap before.
Really?
By whom?
By my brother. Yeah, recently. He's like, you have a very distinctive clap. Did you know that? And I was like, yeah.
Distinctive doesn't mean compliment.
Well, true. Yeah, it's loud. I have a loud clap.
If you like have a distinctive smell, that could go either way.
Should we compare claps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael, go first, then Josh, you go, and then I will go third.
Okay. You ready for this?
Okay.
Wait, I missed.
No, it's fine.
Fuck.
You never miss claps. Was this the
fuck shit
you've ever had?
What are the chances?
Pretty high, because you miss claps all the time, Mike.
Whatever. What do you go.
Josh is going to go.
Okay. Oh, that sounded good.
That sounded like
that
you
one.
Slapped someone.
It sounded like a slap in
the
cheek.
Did you hit yourself?
I mean, I hit my hand.
Mm. Well, it sounded like it. Really psyching up.
Mike.
Okay.
It reverberated. I landed it.
Uh-huh.
Better than Mike, not
solid
third
contact.
Place.
Solid contact.
That sounded like you got like a fly or something. Like that was a good clap. It was a good hard fast clap.
Oh, perhaps even the winning clap.
It
looks Josh.
Well, no.
I think
I liked your clap as well, Josh. I wish there was a third clap to join us.
You fucking don't know shit about my clap. My clap is very good.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, you ready? All right, you ready? This one's going to be money.
I swear I have a girlfriend. She just lives in Canada. Like
Shut up. Okay, here we go.
Oh, you missed again.
I missed again. The thing about this clap, it requires a lot of very
precise... He's doing the highest degree of difficulty clap. He's taking his hand and he's holding it out with each finger
spread out as far as possible.
And he's trying to land two hands perfectly
on top of each other.
Of course he's missing.
This is like when people say that they want to do a really good high five and they do like a running jump start.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, of course you're going to miss that in the air.
But at least you try it.
That's,
you know?
There is truth to that. At least you try.
At least you try.
Yeah.
I always wondered if I could have hit a jumping serve in volleyball, and I never tried because it's too embarrassing.
You've never tried? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But you know what? Forget it. I am going to try.
Next volleyball match?
Next volleyball match that I'm a part of.
Uh-huh.
I'll be like third in rotation to serve, so that the game will be well underway. Mm-hmm. Risks at this point will be unexpected, but not unappreciated.
Uh-huh.
And so I'll give it a shot. That's when I'll try the spike. But, I mean, Mike, do you want to, just for the record of being on the record, do you want to just land a safe clap, maybe crossbody, maybe
safe
cup?
Clap. All right. You know, I mean, I'll stoop to your level, sure.
Do you want to try your clap the third time? This is it.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to look at it.
That's not going to help you. I don't think. Maybe it will. Maybe it will. Maybe it will.
No,
it will. You're going to do well.
Here we go. Fuck! I definitely should not have closed my eyes.
0-3.
Didn't help at all.
The guy who never misses claps, everybody. Come see him do nothing but the opposite.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Josh Harrison, and me, Duffin Johnny. Enjoy the episode.
What happened? I thought you were sick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I am still sick.
Oh, you sound great.
Yeah, you sound pretty good.
Yeah, it's not like a throat thing or like a nasal thing.
Should we ask?
No, it's not embarrassing. I just had like a terrible headache yesterday. I was just like,
any chance that's just a hangover?
No, absolutely not a hangover. I had like one drink the night before.
On top of the 13 drinks you've been having every night before.
No. I had my first good poker night on Friday as well. That was good. But
coincidence? A little mental effort? Too much to win at poker?
Yeah, maybe I was riding too high. I was Icarus flying too close to the sun.
Burned right down.
Yeah.
Now he's combined gambling with his drinking. Two addictions in tow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. So what'd you do with your winnings?
Use them to offset my losses.
Oh, you were in debt, were you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm keeping track of how much money I put into this because I don't want it to like run away from me.
Do you have a spreadsheet?
Not a spreadsheet. I just have a thing in my notes that's like, this is the date and this is how much I was up or down.
That's really responsible of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, real.
That's really good.
Real good gambling, Josh.
And I am almost at even now. My lowest I was like, this was over the course of like 6 weeks, but I was down like $300.
How long a journey has this been? $300.
Whew.
It's been like 7 weeks. Like I pretty much started being down right off.
See, but the thing is, if you track it with money like this, I mean, I understand the value of that and I encourage you to continue doing so. It's not really representing the fun you had. You know, this isn't like an investment.
Yeah.
This was more just like, I put money in because this is the money it costs to do this thing with my friends.
Yeah.
Of course. And that is absolutely how I've looked at it when I have been down. But I also do want to make sure that it doesn't just like run away from me.
Fair enough. You got to keep that under control.
What made you decide when you were negative 300, I'm going to keep going?
Well, I mean, I didn't. I stopped for the day because
the day? You lost that one day? I thought you were counting your cumulative plus minus.
Yeah, no. No, this is cumulative plus minus. No, I had been down $100 the last time I played, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep hanging out, but I'm going to stop playing.
Good move, yeah.
Are people cool with that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people were like, no, you should buy in again. And I'm like, no, I'm going to stop.
Are people cool with that? Yeah. Hey, Josh, why don't you keep playing?
It's really just one person that is pushing everybody to be a degenerate gambler. But anyway, so on Friday, I am really damn close to even. I am now lifetime negative $15.
Wow. Comeback kid. Damn.
Yeah.
You made 200.
Sorry.
I made $85 back.
Yeah, over the course of 2 or 3 weeks, I've had a couple.
Damn! Wow.
So next,
think if you never lost any.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No.
That should be the gambler's credo. Here, Josh. So, what's the plan? Are you close enough that you are satisfied, or are you driven enough that you're going to keep playing?
I mean, I'm going to keep playing if I'm playing with this group. Like, I'm not playing poker because I want to, you know, enter World Series of Poker or go to casinos by myself to like play at the poker tables. Like, I'm doing it because it's a fun way to hang out with friends.
Okay.
Do you wear sunglasses?
I don't wear sunglasses. I don't put my hood up. I don't put earphones in.
Why not? It seems like the good poker players do all those things.
I know. Maybe I could be $15 up instead of down.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't that sound better to you? You could certainly hear me without the headphones in your ears.
Mike, how much more would I have to win to be $38 up?
From 15 down?
Yeah.
53. Boom. Right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mental math. Do you see that?
That was fast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was really fast. Yeah. Good job.
So you're not sick. Everything is fine. Do you have a story or a quick instead of to share with us?
Yeah, actually, I do. So I went up to the grocery store yesterday to get some ibuprofen. And on my walk back, I saw a series of three people, not necessarily in a row, but my walk to the grocery store is like,
what an odd description. I saw a series of three people, not necessarily in a row. I don't know what that means.
Me neither. Whoa.
Did you kill all three?
I'm getting to it.
Was this a headache?
Getting to it.
Like,
they used to be people.
Unbelievable PCP trip that you went on.
It's a fever dream. No, so they were riding bikes, and all three of them were doing that whole like, I'm not holding any of the handlebars. And they're doing either the crossed arms or
very boss.
The hands just like hanging straight down, like they're way too heavy to do anything else with.
That's a weird way to ride a bike.
Just like you don't give a shit. You're too cool.
Mike, you know what I mean, right? Like people do that.
Yeah, yeah.
No cell phone use?
No cell phone use. So I don't understand why people do it. So this is my question that I'm posing to you. Why would you do this? It seems like it would be less effort on your body to like lean forward and, you know, put your weight on the handlebars and hold.
True.
And if you're gonna not do it, like, I don't know, why not do something with your hands?
Is it perhaps possible that these people are motivated by something entirely different than you may be motivated by?
It's possible, and that's kind of why I'm asking you what you think they could be doing.
Yeah.
Do you think so? I've got a couple, well, not a couple of ideas. I only have the one. So here's what I figure. Bike people are pretty into biking most of the time, right?
It's almost a lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, like all around, they take care of their bikes. They talk about their bikes. They go to bike bars even. I mean, look, bicycle bars. The cities around us have changed to include bike lanes. In Chicago, they're in the middle of the driving lanes.
It's the worst.
It doesn't make any sense.
Does that mean that Chicago puts them above everybody else? Like when you have a trophy ceremony, the first place is in the middle.
We have
middle.
A strong bike lobby here.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's not like dead set in the middle, but like Seattle has a big bike culture. Portland had a big bike culture.
Big bicycle.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The lobbies.
Big bicycle. But typically, people aren't apathetic is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, tell me something more about these bike riders three that you saw. Did they have anything else that made them...
aviators?
Or like, maybe, were they hippies?
Mm. I don't think they were hippies. All three were wearing helmets.
That tells us something.
Yeah.
They care about their safety.
They care too much, yeah.
Too much?
I mean, too much to be like, I'm too cool to use my hands if you have a helmet on. That doesn't work.
So that means the only thing it could be is that something has gone wrong with their day, right?
Maybe.
They're so good at biking. They're expert enough to wear the right equipment. Things are good. Their mind is somewhere else. It's like when all of us drive sometimes, and it's like autopilot. But sorry, guys, but that's true for me sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's happening. So, Josh, were they coming from the same place physically, if not mentally?
See, that's what I don't know. None of them were together.
I just learned that because the first time you described it, I didn't know what was happening. Okay, so spaced out by a couple minutes, is it possible they were all in some sort of appointment? That they only had a few minutes to meet someone or something like that.
Possible. Yeah, maybe the bike club meeting didn't go well.
Oh,
this time.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the lead I can follow. Did it seem like they were coming from a bike club meeting?
It could be. So, Mike, I ask you, could you read back the minutes? Like, what happened there?
Okay, this is the president of the bike club. He goes, "Dear bike club, listen, look."
I'm gonna need you to use both senses.
We gotta be aware out there. We gotta what would bike people fight about? Everything?
Colors, I bet. They're all like in different shades of neon.
We gotta decide on our like bike club outfit. A lot of dissension among the bike club outfit ranks. What do bike clubbers wear? Spandex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spandex. And those butt pads. Oh, it's a butt pad row. There's a pro butt pad lobby, and there's an anti-butt pad lobby who thinks you should get all your padding from your custom seat.
God damn it, Mike. You are totally right.
That's what they're arguing about.
What the hell is happening in this world where, as we mentioned, we're finding a specifically compassionate group of people towards their craft, but they've built themselves something that is at a default level uncomfortable to use?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that about?
Yeah, we just have to solve our own the problem of our own making.
Can you imagine having a BMW and sitting on a bench inside? Like, what the fuck is this?
That's true.
Why are they doing this? Are they sadists?
Well, yeah, kinda.
Maybe we've landed on something else.
You gotta get something out of pain.
Do you think that's it, Josh? Are we helping you?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
this.
No, that's it. If they are in pain, it would make sense that they would ride around like they're in pain.
That's true.
Maybe those people were all just hurting inside.
Maybe those people were all just bikers. Hey, Mike, I got something for you.
You do? Like, right now?
Yeah, in story form. Don't put your hand out.
Okay.
I overheard a conversation during my foot and train-based travels.
Normal way to say that. Uh-huh.
You know what I learned?
What?
And now you'll see why I said it this way. I learned that there's a nightclub for magicians in Anderson.
Really? Wait, what is it called?
I don't know.
Fuck!
Hey, no, listen, we can go on this exploratory journey together, which is how I was going to bring Smoov in, since he's our research leg.
Uh-huh.
And that was gonna be everything. Smoov, you're in now. I've tagged you in. But listen.
Thank you.
I was able to ascertain a critical piece of information. They all talk like this.
Who, magicians?
Yeah, magicians.
You talk to magicians?
No, but I heard them talking to others.
Oh.
You don't have to be a magician to go to this club.
You don't?
You do not. They confirmed it.
How do you get in? What's the barrier to entry?
I don't know. First of all, we'll have to look up, you know, where it is, what it is, what's it called.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
But once we know that, you know, I think we'll be well on our way.
That'll be an obvious yes thing to do.
That'll be an obvious yes thing to do. By the way, side story, I was at this wonderful little cafe in Roscoe Village, which is just the cutest,
it is,
by the way.
It is pretty cute.
I live right by it. It's so nice.
Yeah.
But the place was called Lucy's, and that's where I saw these magicians dining and performing. They were performing for the staff, and they won over everybody.
Oh my God, you saw magic?
I saw magic, and I saw, like, honest reaction of people in the wild to magic, and not like a David Blaine video.
Did it look like real magic?
You know, can I be totally, totally sincere? I was entirely focused on the reaction of the non-magicians for some reason.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says, but I was just captivated by, like, how they were all in on this moment. It was, their entire focus is on it. And they are all there doing different things in that moment.
That says something about you. Like, you have a lack of wonder and whimsy. And I don't know, I guess you just don't believe that magic could be real.
Yeah, sort of a jaded observer type.
You want that to be so true, but you know how goddamn whimsical I am, Josh. Look, I will go to this magic place. I don't mind magic. I think it's cool. I don't know how they do it.
Don't mind magic?
I like magic. What, man? I like it. I just don't like... What do you want me to say? It's weird when everyone knows that somehow they're fooling us. I know. I get it. That's the craft. Can you imagine if we didn't know they were fooling us? That's really fucked up. They're nice enough to tell us, at least.
I don't know. I feel like people would be less impressed if there were a select few of us that could actually literally do magic.
Us.
I do too.
He counts himself in the Magician's Guild,
just
remember?
In case, hey, you never know.
I meant humanity, but yeah.
No, you didn't. You met you and your fellow magicians.
I think I agree, though. If it was a real thing, it'd become mundane real quick.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's Barry just floating around outside my window again.
Fucking Barry.
Yeah, you guys would definitely get used to that. Only Barry can do this. What? Why can Barry do this? People wouldn't just be like, there goes Barry again. Middle of the sky. Think, guys.
I don't know. There are people, like, they're the contortionists that can, like, put themselves in a suitcase, and nobody's like, how do you do that?
Yeah, they're just like, well, why would you even want to? Stop it.
I'm going back on my word here. I actually am changing my mind, because people will pay to see people do crazy things even if there is no element of magic involved.
Okay, then.
How's she swallowing that sword? How's she, like, eating that fire? Has
no idea.
He, you know...
Couldn't tell you.
Stretching his eyes out until the eyeballs almost pop out? People pay to see that shit.
Yeah.
Weird. Troubling. Here's what I was going to ask you guys for my instead of was going to be... What other group of hobbyists do you think have their own little club in, like, our cities, and we just don't know about it? I didn't know magicians danced.
I'm going to tell you something. Literally all of them. Every single one of them has a group. Every single group of hobbyists has a group.
I know by definition, but I mean, like, are they meeting in a physical place?
Almost definitely.
A speakeasy?
Give me an example. I don't believe
where,
you.
Where would you go?
Like, I don't know. Give me a hobby.
How about model... airplane building.
Okay.
So there are going to be hobby stores that like sell the kits and sell like the glue and all that kind of stuff. I guarantee you that they have, it might not be like an every week thing, but I guarantee that they will have like a maybe once a month meetup where they just kind of get together and they all build their models in like, you know, the store kind of pushes all the shelves out to the side and pulls out some folding tables. It's going to happen.
You're definitely, yeah, they definitely meet.
This makes me tremendously happy. I enjoy this. I have long said that we are, not long since my weird little breakthrough, but I have since my weird little breakthrough said that we are more united by like our weird core interests and philosophies than we are by anything else. So it's great to know people gather in every club.
Yeah.
You've like reaffirmed my philosophy of life.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Are there like other clubs meeting that, you know, could be bad?
Yeah, I mean, like there are pedophile rings and stuff. Like, yeah, there are terrible groups too.
And they meet?
There's
I don't know if they meet in person, but I don't know. They have their ways of communicating to each other that I don't know anything about, to be clear.
Dude, you first of all, Josh, you picked the example. Okay. Don't turn this around on
Look,
us.
We've all heard of the dark web.
I have zero idea of how to access that or what it is.
You need a Tor browser or something.
What does that mean, Mike?
The onion router.
What?
Something like that.
Mike,
because there's so many layers. Look, I don't know what I'm talking about.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
I know these terms.
He's on the right track, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's on the right track?
Well, Tor, I know about Tor also. I should probably quit while I'm not even ahead. But Tor, like, splits it up so it's hard to track where your internet traffic is coming from. People use it for, like, torrents also. And, like,
All the pedophiles, all the weird fucking people figured this out. They figured out how to access that. And now they're talking to each other?
Probably not all of them. Some of them just get caught in dumber ways. But yeah, like the the crafty ones have this this way to communicate.
I can't let you keep talking about this. I just see so many things ending for you if we keep down this road.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
Have you guys ever been to a hobby club meeting? Of any sort?
I've been very close
You've
to...
You've been the president of more than one club.
Oh, yeah. Like. I was the president of French Club.
Yeah.
Nice.
French Club. That was great. There was one other person in French Club, and she obviously should have been president because she was, like, the successful kid, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was successful at the age where we were all in school with her. But she was just like, look, my schedule's too busy. Why don't you be the president and I'll be the vice president? And I'm like, okay. And like, if I hadn't had the confidence of her being the vice president, I didn't speak French that well at all.
Like, yes. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I've led hobby meetings. Wow, that was a hobby. French Club is a hobby.
Yeah.
About French.
You just met about French.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there adult French clubs?
Probably.
Yeah, I think there are. There are a lot. Yeah. Francophilia is a common philia.
Hemophilia. Okay, Josh, you were about to say something.
Well, I've done like small scale things. I've gone to like board game nights. And also on the bigger scale, there are like the gaming conventions like PAX, which is like tens of thousands of.
Yeah, that's a pretty big club.
Yeah.
That is a hobby,
yeah,
isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Mike, have you ever been to one of those?
A PAX or a CES or one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
I bet.
Josh got me a pass once to go see PAX.
Yeah.
And it was just like huge video game displays and big old lines to play video games and a bunch of video games that you could play. It was great.
It sounds like heaven for you. Yeah.
Everyone was trying. You know, they're like, play my video game. And like everybody who strolled through the convention was like, I'm king now.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's so much attitude on both sides. It's great.
It's a big, is it a big ego thing?
Huge. Yeah. Oh, and some people are so like well-dressed. They work on outfits for like years. Years.
Like cosplay or just like a suit?
Cosplay. But, oh, I mean, okay. Some people might be hand stitching a suit to look like some lawyer from some game. I don't know.
Oh,
but like,
true.
That's the level of hobby. That's a big community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've like built robot stuff in the suits.
But you know what? At those places, Josh, would you say that isn't it more like a gathering of many little communities that are under one larger umbrella community?
Yeah, for sure. And you see that outside of like the physical groups getting together too, with things like Reddit. Like there's a subreddit for anything.
That's subreddits true. Are communities. I feel like I'm just learning the word community today. It's just like, there's another example.
They're everywhere, these communities.
It's like you self-select into these things, and you will always find other people that are interested in this weird, quirky thing that you are.
So far, Reddit really is the ultimate example, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Of like life brought to the internet.
Thing,
Yeah.
Except not all of us talk, which is true of life. Some of us who talk the loudest get points and recognition. That's true.
Very microcosm.
Yeah, and others of us are owned by the Russian government, including the site itself. classic. That's the truest human experience. We were having the truest human experience, and someone took it over. This is mine now. Just like kicks dirt all over.
I forgot to tell you guys that I told you about the ghost tour. I did not tell you that I saw a real ghost in a castle who gave us a...
Why wouldn't you lead with that?
Hey, guys, I saw a real ghost in a castle.
A real ghost. Yeah.
Or, hey, guys.
Saw a real ghost in a castle. She gave us a tour.
She gave you a tour.
She gave us a tour of...
The ghost did.
She used to live there, is the thing.
Of course she did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Naturally. So she knew a lot about it.
What are you talking about? What do you mean she gave you a tour? Who is she?
We were at Glenveigh Castle in Ireland, and there was an actress who was playing one of the former residents of the castle.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Josh is pissed off.
She was...
Well, I expected more to a ghost than, like, an actress.
She was an actress. Very good actress.
Mm, okay.
She really stayed in character. She was a Southern belle.
In Ireland?
In Ireland, who married... See, her first husband and her father both killed in the Civil War.
The Irish Civil War?
The American Civil War.
Okay, I didn't know if she was from the southern part of Ireland. I remember Ireland has kind of a problem with another part of Ireland.
Yeah.
Is this Ireland's stereotypical history of the United States or something?
No, so she married an Irish man, and then she outlived him by a lot and basically ran this castle for a while.
Wait, did he take her back to Ireland, or...
They went to Ireland, yeah.
Okay, so that's how she made it to Ireland.
Yeah. He was a jerk, though, this guy.
He was?
Yeah.
Good thing he died first.
I know, right? she really was much nicer. But anyway, she gave us a tour of her house. She was a delight. She was delightful. It was... One of the best tours I've ever been on.
Wow.
She was just great. So southern, so old.
Would you say full of life?
Full, you know, for a ghost, like fucking zesty, this woman.
Okay. So she played her ghost?
She had some, she had some jokes, this ghost.
Hang on. Okay, I'm trying to walk through the mental picture. This woman is here now.
Yeah.
Jerk husband's been dead a while.
Mm-hmm.
She dies. Presumably. Her ghost
haunts the castle.
Haunts the castle that she was
put in
charge of. Like
in a really friendly way, yeah.
Got it. And so now you have entered after all this action has taken place in her life, after like 100 plus years.
Yeah.
Can you explain what the costume was, and if there was any makeup situation.
Yeah, she was in 1910s, turn of the century garb, let's say.
Okay.
a big old dress.
Was it flowing?
A flowing dress, a fancy hat. She...
Like a tattered?
No. The finest.
Really? Because ghosts don't always get first picking in like the line of clothes. They always have like messed up clothing, if you guys have noticed.
No, she wasn't like decayed or anything.
So maybe, why didn't she just give the tours herself? I guess that's my central question.
She's just...
why did this theater company make the decision to make her a ghost? What was the... Were they just filled with ghost jokes?
Well, like, I think it was just a convenient explanation for why she was there, because she would be like...
what was her name?
200.
Let's make this real, people.
Her name... Fuck, I can't remember her name.
I mean, like, did she introduce as like, and I'll be your
yes
ghostess with the mostess? Like,
well, no, she had a lot of euphemisms about how. she had a lot of euphemisms about like how she was dead and stuff. She looked at like my mom who was wearing jeans, and she's like, you know, I hope the ladies brought their finest dinner gowns, and you know, blah blah blah. She died a long time ago, so she's still kind of old fashioned.
Here's what I don't understand: if the decision is to play the realistic woman just mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. the ghost should be contemporary, given how many people walk through her house. Yeah.
She should know. She should know all about jeans.
She should know about the news. She should know everything that a human being on the earth knows.
Yeah. She has just enough for like witty repartee and then nothing else. She doesn't know anything else about
it's
current life.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what are her thoughts on One Direction? She's got to have them.
Wait a minute. Maybe when you die, the thing you lose is like that ability
to stay current.
Relation to time.
Relation to time. You're unable to learn new information. How about that?
When you die, you're kind of stuck.
That explains every ghost in history, except the ones who figure stuff out because it's important to the story.
Yeah.
This is all leading to my instead of, which is
when you wrote this down and planned to talk about it, did you expect us to waylay you so long?
I was thinking 30 seconds tops on the intro.
Okay.
My instead of is, instead of this woman, ghost woman, leading me through a castle, what dead person would you want to give you a tour? And of what?
Oh.
What dead person would you want?
You know, a ghost. You need to get a tour from a ghost.
Okay, again, great clarification. Okay, so it is a ghost.
It is a ghost, not just any dead person.
And this will be the ghost of the time they died.
The time they died.
The only thing is that we won't have any sort of language barrier. For some reason, they'll be able to communicate with me just fine.
And they'll get all your modern references.
And jokes?
And jokes.
Okay, that is a game changer. Because now, am I hanging out with Mark Twain?
Yes, you could be. What do you want him to give you a tour of?
Twainster. I don't know. Those times weren't great. Can I bring him here? Yeah, how would I go back in time?
You wouldn't. Yeah. You're not going back
in
time.
Time travel.
You're not going back in time.
Right, sorry. I took that liberty on my own. Yeah. I took that liberty on my own.
He could like give you a tour of his house.
He could drive you down the Mississippi in a steamboat.
Okay.
If you really wanted.
Yeah, I bet they still do those tours. Can you imagine Mark Twain, his current job is just working on the steamboat tours? Well, I don't know. Okay, well, come back to me. Now my head is filled with dead people.
Can I go for a little bit of a stretch?
Of course you can.
Okay, thank you for that liberty. I would like Steve Irwin.
Ooh, okay.
To be like my... like safari tour guide or
something. You're like your scuba instructor or something.
Yeah. I mean, well, I did stuff on land too, but yeah.
Are you scared of the water, Josh?
No.
Like a state swimmer?
No.
I thought you were like really good at swimming. Did you know Josh is of swimming family lineage?
No.
Yeah. My dad made Olympic trials back in the day.
His dad made Olympic swimming trials. Josh has known how to swim since he was a tiny kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
You come from a swimming family. I didn't know that.
And both of my sisters swam competitively in college and high school.
Cool. Wow.
But yeah, I enjoyed swimming in the pool. That's what
great.
I did.
That's what the pool is for.
Yeah.
I think when they sell it, they say, please enjoy swimming in the pool.
But no, I'm not afraid of the water. I've been scuba diving before.
Oh, you have?
I went once when I was in St. Croix.
Like
it was fun.
With all of the equipment?
Yeah. Didn't go like super deep because I wasn't certified. So you can only go like up to, I think it's like 30 meters down if you're not certified. And you need to like have an instructor with you the whole time. But
can you imagine if you could only drive 25 miles an hour without a license? Here, you can do most of it.
Yeah.
Just imagine though, Steve Irwin giving you a tour of all the crocodiles. And
I got two issues though. If Steve Irwin was going to be my scuba diving tour guide, one, because I'm not certified, I need somebody that I can trust that can like save me if something goes wrong.
True.
And if he's a ghost, then like he can't be like, no, I'm going to manipulate the oxygen tank on your back.
Ineffectual.
No, but isn't that what like every Pirates of the Caribbean movie was about? I know they didn't have like real oxygen tanks, but the ghosts were pretty active.
That's true.
Does he count a maritime death?
Oh man.
Sorry.
No, but it's just dark but important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can be Bones later, you know.
Josh, this is important, dude. Do you have an answer to this? Do you understand what Mike is asking you?
I do.
As he died at sea.
Yeah, I think.
Will he be able to save you in case of a scuba accident?
Maybe he can affect other things. Like he can change the current and wash you to shore.
He's Aquaman?
Maybe. Someone's got to be.
That's true.
I think I would want it to be an on-land thing, though, because also I would want to be able to have a conversation with my tour guide, and I can't do that if I got like the breathing apparatus in my mouth.
He could tell you a lot of very cool stuff.
Yeah.
I would fear he would get recognized. He's still someone people know in this world. I want to go...
Beloved.
I want to go generation back, someone who no one remembers living with. Mm. What a weird thing to say. Mike, do you have someone?
People still like know what Mark Twain looks like, though.
Yeah, but I could dress him up and no one would notice, dude. Hey, Mark, wear anything else. Let's trim the mustache a little and let's get you a haircut. That's it. We're done. Oh, Mark Twain, what a coincidence. You look and sound like the author. Yeah. The whole world would let him pass, dude. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm keeping that answer. I'm going Mark Twain.
Mark Twain is a fucking good answer.
Yeah, I'm going Mark Twain.
That's an incredible answer. That would be a destination vacation. Mark Twain, take you down the Mississippi.
Perfect.
I would love a tour of London from like Charles Dickens.
Ooh.
That would satisfy me in so many different arenas. That would be just like the highlight of my life.
Are you sure Charles Dickens would be okay with that?
He'd have to be.
Oh my God.
I paid good fucking money for Charles Dickens' ghost.
Oh my God. But I have to ask, weren't you just recently in London?
I didn't get a Dickensian sort of.
But you would go back to the place you just were?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
If Charles Dickens was talking to me about like, oh, here's where I did this thing.
Do you think you could understand? Do you think you could understand him speaking?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard him speaking?
I've never heard him speaking. What do you think he talked like? You think it was unintelligible to me?
There's a great thought.
Hey, Mike.
He has a cartoon character voice, but he's just like so important.
You think he has the Cockney accent?
Yeah, that's the only one I can vaguely do.
Can you say some of his book titles in that accent? If you remember them, I don't remember them off the top of my head.
No, you don't think I could. This is very New York. It was a tale of two cities.
That's how Charles Dickens talks?
It was a tale of two cities.
You want that guy walking you around London? Look over there. I sat over there once. Are you satisfied with this tour?
It was the fucking Pickwick Papers.
Yeah. I'm Charles Dickens, man. And open the door.
Thanks for listening. If you liked the episode, please feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever the Android one is. I think it's Google Play. But we're on there, and we're on a bunch of other services. If you want to tell your friends and share it around, that would be super rad. You can also keep in touch with us at InsteadOfFM. That's our Twitter. Our website is very similar. It's InsteadOf.FM. So feel free to hit us up. We continue to not have an email, so hit us up in the non-traditional way that everyone else does, I guess. But yeah, keep listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Did you know that Charles Dickens had 10 children?
10 children?
A Dickens sounds like a gaggle of 10.
I got a Dickens of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a Dickens of kids back home.
You want to know their names?
Yeah, what are their names?
No, do it in the New York accent.
Francis Henry. Henry Fielden.
Wait. He has two Fielden. Kids named Henry?
No. Francis Dickens. Henry Fielden Dickens.
Okay, Henry Fielden Dickens. If you could also give me like a 5-word backstory on each kid as you're saying them, that'd be great.
I am going to be making these backstories up based on the images that you see when you search Charles Dickens children on Google.
Okay.
Hey, what's Josh doing in Seattle today? This is just Google headquarters just sinking it.
Slandering the descendants of Dickens.
No, dude, they don't know that. The only thing they know is he looked up Charles Dickens' children. They don't know we did this whole thing. Actually, they probably do.
I mean, I didn't originally do that. I looked up Charles Dickens, and then in his little block on the side, it said children, and then it listed three and said more, and I clicked, and there are 10 of them.
Wow, it knows you that well that it suggested his children.
You're going to want to know this.
His books or anything else.
Well, I mean, it had those too. Anyway, Francis Dickens, who is like an army general that wears a Moroccan hat.
Dude, are you Elmer Fudd halfway to Boston? What's happening?
I love it. He wears a fez?
Yeah, ooh, kind of. Cool. Well, it's cut off. I'm going just off of this.
Oh, just hit the bottom half of the fez.
The fun part's at the top.
Henry Fielding Dickens, who is a judge.
Wow, he's a judge? Good for him.
Fucking smart guy.
I don't know. I'm going off of these photos here.
Does he look like a guy who's a judge or not?
Kind of, but they all kind of did back in the day when they were wearing that
judges,
stuff.
Yeah.
Kate Perugini. I assume that's a married name.
You're a kid.
She likes to wear flowers in her hair.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. A little superficial. The other guy was a lawyer. I'm just going to say that.
Mary Dickens, who wrote really depressing poetry.
Oh. Cool.
That's so. Mike, you're so ready for the suburbs, dude.
Dora Annie Dickens, who doesn't have a photo, but instead has a plot on the ground, so maybe she died and that's where she's buried. It looks like a nice plot.
Oh.
the Dickens kids think. Didn't really work out for a lot of them.
Well, it was a tough time. You know, best and the worst.
Edward Dickens, who got into a duel.
I'm sorry, what is his name?
Edward.
Eddie.
Edward. Okay, thank
Eddie
God.
Eddie Dickens.
Ed Dickens, who did one of those like 10 paces and turn duels, and he won, but he got shot in the ear.
Hey, here's the main thing about my kid Eddie. You should know this before you meet him. He did a 10 paces duel once. He won, but he got shot in the ear, so
killed the guy. Yeah,
he's a little sensitive about that. Before you get in there,
I don't actually know if he got shot in the ear. His head is just like kind of tilted as if something happened on the side of his face that is away from the camera. That's my guess.
Oh, he tried to hide it in the photo.
Maybe.
Or Eddie. Did he have any like happy children? I don't know how many kids were at, but I've had enough. So is there anyone who is like,
give us his
who
best
stands
outcome.
Out? Who's his best kid?
Sydney Smith Haldimand Dickens.
Sydney Smith,
the more names, the better.
Dickens. Okay, yeah. What did she do?
He was a good baseball player, and he is admiring a statue that he was given of him for doing so well in the baseball.
He got a statue of himself?
He's in the Hall of Fame. Charles Dickens' kid is a Hall of Fame baseball player?
Gotta be, yeah.
What do you mean, gotta be? Yeah, first of all, you can switch to normal Josh when I ask you a question of that gravity. And second, if you were still in character, you would know.
I mean, maybe it happened after I died. I don't know.
No, that's true. We did earlier say you wouldn't know. God damn it. I was really hoping you forgot about that. Mike, how's the crack research?
Oh, my God. Well, Sydney Dickens was an endearing child. Do you want to know what his childhood nickname was?
Yes.
The Ocean Spectre.
Oh, my God!
What?
The Ocean Spectre.
The greatest child has already been born and lived among us, people. If there was a kid who went by the Ocean Spectre.
I need him to give me a tour of scuba diving.
He became a sailor. Oh, he became a sailor. And I guess he played some baseball in there.
But he went to the Hall of Fame?
Probably not.
But if they had a statue of him playing baseball,
I see.
I don't know if it's a statue of him.
What do you think he's...
It's a thumbnail that I'm looking at here.
No, I see it too. I don't think the man next to that statue is old enough to have played a game of baseball that would merit someone giving him a statue. You guys, he's looking at someone else's statue.
That's definitely, oh. I think that's a statue. Yeah,
come on, that's a child. Are you serious?
So I couldn't tell that from the thumbnail, but now that I'm
How are you going to hang out with a ghost if you can't even tell from a black and white picture that someone is a kid?
He was 13 years old in that photo.
Come on.
Definitely a small boy.
Come on.